And pinch hitting for the manager today is the Mets' breakthrough star, who's the newest big star in this town, and that is Pete Alonso. Pete, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
How are we doing, Mike? Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Great to have you. Congratulations on all your success. Tell me about your first Subway Series. How was it?
I had a blast. I mean, it's special playing in Yankee Stadium. And, I mean, that's something that before the year started, I circled. And I was really hoping to be in the big leagues at the start of it. And I was hoping that I'd be up here by that time. And, I mean, hell, everyone wants to play in Yankee Stadium at some point in their career. And I mean, for me, it was really special. I had some family in town, and we really enjoyed it. So I mean, it was just I can't explain enough how fun it was. Like, it was like a playoff type atmosphere. The fans were great. A crosstown rivalry. I mean, it was fun. It was a fun day.
You know, you took an 0-for in game one. So how good did that home run feel going around the bases in the second game?
Oh, it was awesome. We won't kind of put ourselves in so we can play some playoff baseball at the end of the year. And every game matters, and we just got to be resilient. And winning that second game was huge for us because we can take that momentum into this next series we got against the Cardinals.
You know, that three-run homer reminded me of what Piazza used to do to the Yankees in these Subway Series games. I mean, it's the same kind of impact, same kind of shot. So it did very much remind me of that with the power you've been generating. How about this? I mean, yeah, number two in homers. You've had an incredible start. You know, that you've burst on the scene with just a tremendous season. In your wildest dream, could you have thought about having this kind of impact?
Well, this is like a fantasy come true for me, but I mean, I have to attribute all the success I've had to some making all the sacrifices and doing the right thing and working hard every single day. I mean, this has been my dream since I was a little kid, and realistically, I didn't really have a plan B. I mean, growing up, I always said I wanted to be a baseball player, and even in high school, when I said I wanted to be a baseball player, teachers and other people who just didn't really know me that well just kind of laughed and said, "Oh yeah, right." And you're, yeah, whatever, kid. And look at me now. So I mean, this has been pretty much my life's work, and I'm really happy that everything is kind of justified. You know, it's all the hard work and pretty much all the time and effort into this thing. It's now I'm here. It's just it's the most sweet feeling ever. I can't really describe it any other way than that.
Well, it's been a remarkable start for Pete Alonso. 22 homers, 49 RBIs. He's going to shatter all kinds of records for the Mets, and also will be on the All-Star team this year. We know that. But a couple of things. You know, last year when I had McNeil on, when you guys were both tearing up the minors after he came up and started hitting, I said to him, I said, "Will Alonso hit up here?" He said, "Absolutely." He said, "Not a question he will hit up here." So he was dead on. And, you know, we heard that your defense wasn't really good. But you know what? Your defense has been really good this year.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's one of the main focal points that I just kind of really worked on this offseason or really the past 2 years, because 2017 wasn't a good year for me. I mean, it doesn't take a genius baseball scout to figure that one out. But, I mean, I felt like I've done really, really well so far, and I've come a long way, not just as a person, but a player, and not only offensively, but defensively too. I mean, I'm really happy that all the hard work is kind of paying off and showing up. And it's kind of one of those things where I feel like after a while you kind of get a bad rep and people kind of just start to read the reports and not really do the research and watch what's going on. And hopefully I'm doing a good job of kicking that rep and performing well, and I'm working hard every single day to continue to do so.
No, you haven't been average. You've been good. I mean, you've made the play in the hole. You've gotten the 3-6-3 started. You've made plenty of scoops at first base. I mean, you've played a really very good first base. I remember seeing you in spring training when you were playing with that little glove. You used that little glove a lot in spring training, didn't you?
Oh, the little glove?
Yeah.
Yeah, Robbie gave me one of those little pancake gloves, and he also gave me one of those tiny mini mitts. So he definitely helped me out with kind of like my early work and BP routine, just softening up the hands and just working really finely. It's kind of like the aim small, miss small mentality. So if you kind of work smooth and finally, then it's going to show up a lot in the games with the bigger gloves.
Pete, there's two guys who burst on the scene: the pitcher who comes in and strikes everybody out as a young player, and the slugger who comes up and hits home runs at a big rate like you're doing right now. How has your life changed in the last 2 months?
I mean, it's been outstanding. You know, I mean, it's just living here in New York City, and I mean, people are kind of recognizing me on the streets and stuff. I can get into restaurants in Manhattan without reservations. Like it's nice. I like it. I like it a lot. But for me, it's like I still think I'm the same guy. You know, I mean, I'm just Pete, and I just want to be the same guy every single day, no matter how much success I have. Like a lot of people kind of. That I've noticed, a lot of people see me like in uniform or on the field taking BP and stuff, or they see what I can do on the field. But I mean, I want to be the same guy, you know. I want to be the same person. Like, I want to be the guy that comes home, does chores, does the dishes, take the trash out, like walks the dog. Like, I just want to be the same blue collar kid, you know.
Yeah, but you're also the face of the Mets now too, which is you know, a lot to deal with as a young guy in his first year. We're talking with Pete Alonso, of course, who last night got the Mets going in the second game with his 22nd home run, a 3-run blast. The All-Star game, you're going to be part of it, no question. The Home Run Derby, is that something, you know, the Mets have been talking a lot about that. Is that something you would like to be part of too?
Absolutely. I mean, for me as a kid, or growing up as a kid who had power throughout, I mean, I've always wanted to do the Derby, and Derby's always on during the summer vacation, and my parents always let me stay up when I was younger to watch it. That was kind of one of those special nights where I could stay up past my bedtime and watch TV and watch dudes hit absolute lasers into the night. So I'm really excited if I get invited. You know, this is one of those things that
you'll get invited. There's no question. It'll be a big deal to have you there. Right now, you're second in the majors in homers behind Yelich. We're talking with Pete Alonso. Have you noticed pitchers making big adjustments, Pete? Have you had to already adjust a lot? Have you noticed big changes to how they're pitching you?
Yeah, it just goes. It just kind of goes with what type of stuff the pitcher has. I mean, every pitcher has kind of their strengths and weaknesses, and it's a constant chess match. And how not just the catcher, but the guy behind the dish, the catcher, how they want to utilize the pitcher's strengths and how they want to attack my zone. I mean, it's a constant chess match, and that's something that I got to be locked in on, because the catcher and the pitcher, they get paid to get me out, and I get paid to get hits. So it's just it's all in video work, report work. What's this guy been doing lately? So I just try to prepare the best I can, and just keep working, you know. And
you know, two things that have really jumped out. Number one is using the whole field. And the other one is how well you've hit late in games. You have really had a propensity for getting a lot of big hits and hitting a lot late in games.
Yeah. For me, it's all mental. I mean, I could be – if I'm having a bad game and it's the game's on the line coming up in a tight spot, it's like I got a chance not only to redeem myself but help my team win, you know. It's pretty much just mano a mano with the pitcher, and he's the only person or thing in the way of making us win. So I just want to do the best I can to help the boys win, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
You got an outgoing personality, which I think is kind of spilled over to the team. You know, we see now where baseball's really changed. I noticed it with the Yankees and Judge. Young guys take a much more of a leadership role when they come in and burst on the scene now than in years past. I noticed that a lot more. Do you sense a role like that for yourself already with this team?
I mean, for me, I'm just a happy guy. I just want to treat every single one of my teammates with respect, and I want to. It's my job to work hard for them and do the best I can, not just to help myself be a better ball player, but maybe help someone else get better if they're willing to accept like advice or just for me, I just bring a good attitude to the park every day, and I mean, we get to play baseball. I mean, it's fun, you know. I mean, I'm really lucky. I enjoy my work, and I just have fun, you know. And I'm happy that other guys in the clubhouse are taking kindly to it, and I feel like I'm gelling well with the other guys, and they're accepting me. And I mean, it's been awesome. All the guys have been great. And then another guy that's kind of like myself is Dom. Like Don, you can't see that guy in a bad mood ever. I mean, he's always got a smile on his face, like laughing, joking around. And it's like, yeah, he's serious about the game, but it's always good. He's always in a good mood. He's always picking people up. And I mean, for us, we want to create kind of like a positive mindset in the clubhouse, because I feel like if you think positively and you work hard, then good results are going to equate over time.
Do you what do you think about the club right now? What's your thoughts about what you guys have done and where you think you're sitting? What do you think about the team this year?
I mean, we've been really resilient. I mean, there have been times where we've been down, like we've been down a lot. We've had some pretty bad stretches, but also we've had some really good stretches, and we haven't given up. I mean, we've been fighting. And I think a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, we had a really bad road trip, and we could have just folded in, caved it in, and just kind of said, all right, whatever happens, happens. But, I mean, we fought back, and, I mean, we're still, I mean, every single day we're fighting to get where we want to be. But, I mean, it's been awesome. All the guys have been mentally locked in, working hard, and we're just trying to get everything clicking together, you know? I mean, it's been a struggle at times, but also we've been on a roll. So we're just looking to keep momentum going after this past win. And I mean, this is a big series coming up. I mean, Cardinals have a good team, so we're just going to keep on rolling.
We're talking with Pete Alonso, of course, who has burst on the scene this year. Has a day off after the Yankees and the Mets last night played a double dip. Pete, what's been the biggest, if I ask you, what's been the biggest surprise about your first, you know, 240 at-bats, your first third of a season in the majors? What's been the biggest surprise for you so far about it, from what you expected to what's reality?
It's the same game, you know. It's round ball, round bat, 9-1 when you're in the box. I mean, it's the same game that I've been playing since I was 3 years old. That's kind of the main thing, because when people kind of look at the big league, it's just like, oh, it's the, I mean, granted that the talent level is the best in the world, but it's, I mean, you still kind of go through the same kind of ebbs and flows of the game, whether it be like a call or someone goes in a second. I mean, it's a blue collar sport, and I love it. I mean, it's awesome. I just love the purity of it, and it's still the same game that I love, and I just can't get enough of it. So I mean, it's been a fantasy come true for me.
And what guy, when he came up to you and started talking to you like you were a contemporary, what player did you say, wow, look at this? Guy came up and said, hey, Pete, how's it going? Blah blah blah. What guy was the guy you said, look at this? Look who came up and look, he's, you know, acting like we're just a couple of guys talking baseball.
There's been a bunch of moments. Like earlier in spring training, I got to play with Paul Goldschmidt be on the same field as Paul Goldschmidt for the first time, and he's a guy that I want to emulate. And I don't know. He's a power right first baseman. Got a couple gold gloves. Can steal some bags, run the base as well. Hits for power, hits for average. I mean, I just want to aspire to have a career like his. And it's like, okay, like we're on the same field now.
That's great. Absolutely. Was he the guy that it was? Look, growing up, was he the player that you kind of emulated and looked up to more than any other?
It was. So I kind of went through a couple stages. I went
right.
through, my Piazza was
okay.
I used to catch back in the day.
Okay.
This was in the late 90s, early 2000s when I was a catcher. And then like kind of college, late high school and college, I was a huge Paul Konerko fan, and then it kind of switched over to Goldschmidt. So very similar type of players that I kind of idolize, because I mean it kind of fits into my mold, but I just respect what they do, and I just want to hopefully have a career and be respected like those guys.
Well, you're well on your way in just an amazing fashion with what you've done so far. We're talking with Pete Alonso. Has there been one of these home runs, and you've hit a lot of bombs, has there been one that you went around the bases saying, man, did I kill that one? I mean, was there one that stands out for you over the others?
Yeah, the one I hit in Atlanta, it was the one that went 118 off the bat. It's like,
yep.
As soon as I hit that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that it's like the ball was allergic to my bat or something. It got out of the yard so quick. I mean, that one felt incredible. I can't even describe that one.
Are you? What's your ritual? Are you a big batting practice guy? Do you want to go out there every day and really knock the ball out of the park in batting practice? Are you a guy that doesn't do a lot in batting practice? What's your routine?
For me, I always do some cage work before batting practice. Then after cage work, I do like some defensive work. Then we do the team stretch. Then after the stretch, we do ground balls, and then we go through like normal batting practice. And then before the game, I hit again. So I usually take maybe like 150 swings a day before the game.
Have you been frustrated at any point in this fairy tale start? Have you been frustrated at any point?
I mean, baseball is a game of failure. And I mean, I'm probably going to, if I'm frustrated 7 out of 10 times, then I'm, then life's okay, you know?
You know, you really haven't had a prolonged, you know, and I'm not trying to jinx you, but you really haven't had a prolonged dip or anything. You've been very consistent.
Yeah, that's the main goal, staying consistent. I mean, that's why I can kind of rely on my preparation and trust the scouting report or the scouting, the video, and trust all the information I have and trust that all the studying I do to kind of help me be successful in the games. And If I'm down, then I know that I'm going to get right back in there, because I do a lot of prep work, and that's it. Just trust the process.
When you had all the stuff last year about coming up and you didn't come up and everyone wanted you to come up and everything, which we know was frustrating, as you got ready for this season, what were you thinking?
This off season, I told myself and all the, I'm a big leaguer, and I'm going to prove it. That's pretty much it. I worked hard in the weight room and worked hard with my conditioning, fielding, and hitting. I just wanted to come to spring training and play well and show everyone that not only am I a big leaguer, but I can hang with them. And that's pretty much it. I was just like, I'm a big leaguer. I'm going to do this.
Well, you've done it on an incredible level. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. Keep it up, all right? Keep up the great work. Good luck with everything, and I'm sure the All-Star Game will be right around the corner.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Pete.